Berylum Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. Everybody knows we are a massive fan and appreciative always of the tremendous projects that are facilitated through the local Hertfordshire Sports Partnership organisation, and they've got a really important one coming up. We talk always about the wonderful opportunity that sport provides, not only for physical health and development, but also the relationship between the body, the mind and the soul. And there's an important East of England mental health conference that's going to be hosted online coming up in a matter of days. And to tell us all about that, we have Project Officer Alicia Pollock from the HSP. Alicia, welcome back. How are you?
Hello. Hi. Good. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. We love everything that you guys do at the HSP. Alicia, you and I have spoken in the past, haven't we, about the importance that sport can provide as a channel to improve our mental health and mental well-being, as well as, of course, the physical side of things. And this conference really is all about that. It's the first one too, isn't it? The inaugural one. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so really good introduction, thank you. So as a part of the Mind Regional Network Hub for the East of England, this year we decided to do our first mental health conference for the region. So we've got loads of speakers like Hannah Beecham from Red January Campaign. We have GoVox and Richard Lucas, so amazing tool for helping you with your mental well-being. And there is also Hope Verigo, who's a great advocate for physical activity and mental well-being. So loads of and amazing speakers on the day.
Absolutely. We're excited. We're going to continue to build up for it. But as I say, we're massive advocates of how sport can help with the mental side of our challenging life. I think that's the case wherever we are, whatever the context, but we mustn't lose sight of the fact that our current context across the world is maybe making it more acute. Just talk to me a little bit now about how the challenges of the pandemic are maybe causing a lot of anxiety, and of course, therefore, how sport can assist.
Yeah, absolutely. As you have said, the current times and the pandemic, obviously a lot of people are struggling with the mental health, and sport is a great vehicle to kind of change, you know, the way you feel and you think. So that's why we want to show through this conference that, you know, sport is can be easily accessible, you can do it anywhere, and just, you know, share and promote the benefits that you can reap from, you know, being outside and exercising or playing sport with your mates. So yeah, really, really important to share it now more than ever, especially with our workforce who's going to be meeting, you know, loads of people who experience those problems and maybe have been through quite a lot. So it's also important to upskill our coaches and tell them where they can find the appropriate resources to support themselves in delivery of the work.
And what's awesome about this, again, the first for us here in this side of the world, but it's part, as you identify, of a bigger national project, isn't it? Just how critical do you think it is that we do our role here, and you do so well, but it does tie in, it's not in isolation. This is an important national and indeed global aspect of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really important that we join forces together, especially the sport and physical activity sector, the leisure sector, and the mental health sector. It's really important to come together and kind of shape projects and opportunities for people to reap the benefits from that.
And this is going to be so exciting. Again, the very first East of England Mental Health Conference coming up on September the 17th. Alicia, you've already teased us and got us excited about the array of fascinating speakers that we can benefit from their knowledge. Tell me a little bit more. Red January's Hannah Beecham. What's her particular specialism?
So Hannah is a founder of the Red January campaign, which for the last couple of years runs throughout the January. So it's there to help people kind of get themselves motivated and enthusiastic about, you know, New Year and every day. The challenge was every day you do some kind of physical activity, whether it's go for a run. That's how it initially started. Mm-hmm. But now it's a bit more open to other sports and activities. So this September, we're going to find out from Hannah what the campaign is going to look like next year and what to expect.
I just love how these things grow as well. Great stuff. I'm sure she's going to be full of information. And also GoVox in attendance. And what are they going to bring to this exciting conference?
So GoVox, they provide an online wellbeing tool that clubs can use, you know, other organizations as well. Basically, it's a platform where you can check on your clients, you check on your employees, and any kind of concerns around the mental well-being will be flagged up. And then it's up to the mental health champion or your line manager kind of, you know, have the conversation with you and identify what kind of support you might need. So it's a really great platform that we use across the county in some of the rugby programs. Throughout the pandemic, it's been really great because, you know, people weren't allowed to see each other for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. So having this kind of tool gives you an opportunity to stay in touch and to, you know, make sure everyone's keeping well.
I think that even as things pivot and hopefully, I know, over time, revert back to some semblance of normality, these tools, GoVox, you and I Zooming, are going to become just something that are constant. So learning about them, maximizing them, and again, that ability to consistently, irrespective of what's happening in our world, keep in touch is going to be so critical. Another big thing, though, happening here, which I'm excited about, because all of these great ideas have grown, but sometimes we implement things, but then we don't do the proper evaluation process, and maybe therefore lose chances to learn and to refine. Talk to me about the evaluation of mental health projects pertaining to sport that's also going to feature on the 17th.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, great introduction. So like you said, it's really important to capture you know, what has happened during during the program, the project you want to put on, to make sure it can be successful. You can reevaluate it, you know, and then either it's very helpful if you go in looking for further funding to support your idea, or just to kind of understand what clients you've got, who you're working with. Mm-hmm. So that session is really there for people who, you know, want to take up the role of evaluation specialist, and they want to understand how to create interview groups, you know, write case studies, and also what is really important and how to approach people who might have a mental health condition. Mm-hmm. So there will be quite a lot of that during the session.
As I say, I love that because it is that feedback loop where the refinements can come and you go from just a lovely idea into a sustainable, viable, long-term project. And it's the longevity, the consistency that will overall make all of these projects and the others that you maybe listeners and those getting involved on the 17th can gain the maximum from. So I love that. And I'm also very excited about this Hope Virgo's involvement. Looking to raise awareness and challenge the stigma. She's a well-known author and eating disorder specialist. So going to be fascinating to hear from Hope. Just tease us a little further about what her particular specialism is.
So Hope has a really moving story, you know, that she went through herself, and, you know, exercise and sport played a key role in her recovery and in support of her mental health as she was recovering. So I don't really want to spoil it too much.
Nice.
Because I think it's going to be, you know, a great story and it's going to be a touching one. So we're really looking forward to that.
I love that, though, when people's personal stories are then channeled positively and they become almost an expert and they speak not just from theory and the abstract, but from lived experience. Going to be a good one, that one. Make sure you're involved with this. This is all very special indeed. And then the culmination, it ends with the Just Talk campaign updates and news, Hertfordshire's own Just Talk campaign. We talked about keeping in touch. We talked about engaging in communication. I guess that's the very ethos of Just Talk. Phyllis, in a bit further.
Yeah, so Just Talk is about five ways to well-being, and it's there to kind of support the young people that we have living in our county. So we're going to hear from Liam from Watford Football Trust and also from Carys from Mind Hearts Network, and they're going to share how that program has helped improve the lives of young people.
Do you know what, Alicia? I'm so excited for this one. Coming up on the 17th of September, very soon, we talked about pivoting and the power of technology. Obviously, it would be great to have a live event for your first one, but in a way, it's kind of opening the door to a wider audience, isn't it, being online? Tell us most critically, where can we go to learn more information and then benefit from all this wonderful insights that's going to be there on the 17th?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, which is www.sportinhearts.org.uk. And on our events tab, you can find the East of England Mental Health Conference. All the tickets are free of charge. There's still places available. So yeah, please just book a space and yeah, we'll see you there.
Tell you what, you're going to gain something and it's going to be powerful information. I'm a massive believer in this important interrelationship between physical activity, sport in general, and our own mental well-being, both as individuals, clubs, communities. So I'm really excited for this one. Please remind us in closing again, Alicia, where can we go to get a place to benefit from this awesome event?
Yeah, of course. Please visit our website, which is www.sportinhearts.org.uk.
Alicia, I'm really grateful for your time just now. As always, I salute your endeavours and the whole team at the HSPC providing such wonderful events as this and so many important community-based projects using the power of sport and physical activity for a positive social force. So thank you again. Keep up the awesome work and I wish you all the best for this project and beyond. So thanks again, Alicia.
Brilliant. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Keep well, keep safe.